It's the smallest class there is in Adventures. And in that class, mostly it's about, like, coloring and learning to, like, resemble God with the everyday things. Because at a very young age, a little kid can't really understand math or can't really understand this and that. But they can learn to resemble two things. Like, they cannot resemble the name mom with their mother, but they could also resemble, let's say, nature with God. And so that's what we try to teach them in Little Lamb. So this little boy learned these kind of things in Little Lamb. And growing up from them, he then eventually went to Adventures. And in Adventures, you learn the foundation of God, foundation of the service to the community. So this boy learned things like giving back to the community, realizing that it's not everything about him and it's mostly about giving back. And I feel like Adventures is a big role in this boy's life because the only time, if you're in a non-Adventist school, that you hear about Christ in a majority throughout the day is on Saturday. Because most of the days you're in school, your parents are at work, and then they come back and they might do a devotional with you, but throughout the day you don't have that much influence except if it's Saturday. And so on Saturday, I'll tell you from a little kid's perspective, for example, they have three parts. There's Sabbath school, the kid's story, and there is a sermon. In Sabbath school, not every kid can make it because their kids are always making their parents slow down and then the parents just don't make it. So then there's the kid's story, which lasts up to 5 minutes. As a little kid, that was my favorite part of the day. Even up to, let's say I was up to 13, I was still sitting in the back, not going to the front because I wanted to hear the kid's story. Because sometimes the sermon was too long as a child and I was like, you know what, let me just hear the kid's story. That's my message for the day. And so that also goes into the sermon part, which children have a shorter attention span than adults. And so it said the age you are, that's your attention span. So if you're 13 years old, you have 13 minutes, and then after that, it's just a blur. So I feel like Adventures played a big role because after the church, they eventually had to go into the club. So he was able to learn more and fulfill the rest of the foundation of God. Now, next is Pathfinders. So after Adventures, this kid went into Pathfinders. And Pathfinders is divided into three parts. All right, so as you can see on my right, I don't know if you guys can see, it's a triangle. The Pathfinder logo is a triangle. And so it's divided into three. There's a physical, mental, and spiritual part to it. The physical part is the part where we learn about marching, first aid, survival skills, knots, and stuff like that. Then there's the mental part where the kids learn to be prepared. They learn things like to be leaders and marching captains. Just the other day, I assigned some of the kids to be the captains for specific groups of the club because it gives them a perspective to do more. And so mental is also something like Manny mentioned. When I choose any child to do a devotional, it keeps these kids alert and realize that, you know, I need to be prepared for anything. And you might ask, why do they need to know a devotional on the fly? Because maybe one day they make a friend and the friend asks them, hey, what is it that you do on Saturdays? Why do you go to church? And at that point, I feel like that child can use that devotional to say to that kid. And so after Pathfinders, well, during Pathfinders at least, there's this red cord, and it's for TLT. And TLT is when they start to realize that this is like the middle step between going to the next stage, which is Master Guide. So from Pathfinders, consider it this way. It's like high school, college, university. College would be the TLT. And so what they learn there is they learn the fundamentals to go into this so-called university, where they can now specialize in their region, which is the Master Guide program. And so this young boy did Master Guide at the age of 16, and he graduated at 17, literally weeks after his birthday. And he was the youngest one in the New Jersey Conference. And he did learn in Master Guide things like leadership. He learned things, how to never be asked twice. When somebody asked him, you know, do this, he would just go up and do it. Because that is what Master Guide's about. And it's not about second guessing, you know, I don't want to do it, not today. It's about just going up there and doing it. And so it also involves being prepared. My father teaches Master Guides, and he does the same curriculum where devotionals, he just chooses anyone. And I believe that's a very important role. And it also Master Guide, it teaches others to be better. So I don't want to be the best one in my club. I want to teach the kids to be better than me. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how great I can be. It matters how great they can be so they can teach others to be better. And so I'm pretty sure it's safe to assume that the person I'm talking about is me. So when I was in high school and college, they were probably the hardest times that a youth has to go through. And so there's a lot of temptations in this world. And as the world keeps advancing, our technology keeps advancing as well. So the world you could have lived in as a parent now in your youth is completely different from the world we live in today. And my father and me always discuss this, and we argue. And he tells me there was drugs in his time. And I'm like, yeah, but the drugs now are different. And then he's like, nope, but it's the same way. There was use of drugs at that time. And what I tell him is, in this day and age, is that drugs are now becoming more normal. And some drugs are becoming legal. Some drugs are becoming like the normality of it. And so our kids are being influenced into a world that's completely different from what you grew up in. And that is unfortunate, but so what I'm trying to get to is there's other influences too. There's influences like YouTubers, which is becoming a big rise, where even little kids, all the adventures I'm pretty sure have their favorite YouTubers who influence them even more up to than what their parents could influence them. And so the age that I grew up in was right between the stage between what the parents grew up in and what the kids are living now. So it's a little bit of both worlds. So I was choosing between two lives that I had to deal with. I was choosing between the life of going with my friends or staying in the club. But what I realized was that the club always kept me busy. And so on Saturdays when all my friends were going out, I was usually at Pathfinders or Adventures, or I was at my Master Guide stuff, or I was leading an honor. And it was always keeping me occupied. And so I would always tell my friends, hey, next time. As time kept advancing, I learned that something that kept me in the club was a passion. And my passion is knots. I love knots. At one point, I knew up to 30 knots. And so what I'm trying to get to is that these kids, I'm trying to help them develop a passion. Because once they find a passion in the club, it'll keep them remain in the club. So what I do is I put the kids in all areas. I teach them of all things. Even though my favorite thing is knots, and I would do knots all day with them. I know some of them would just kill themselves. But what I'm trying to do is I put them in all areas so that they can find what their passion is. And something else that kept me in the club was competitions and the aspect of survival. And so the competition aspect is where you compete against other clubs to see who is faster at doing knots, who is faster doing this, and who is faster doing that. And then the survival aspect is like, for example, with my old club, we went camping with no tents. We went camping with just a bag on our back, one day of clothing, and then we just went up the mountain. We found a spot, then we realized there was no camping spot, so we just camped anywhere. And then the next day we found out that was an infested rattlesnake place. At night, we stayed up all night because there was bobcats doing circles around us, and we could hear them. but those kind of stuff remained me in the club because I realized, you know what, it's not everything. Like, drugs will just keep me on a high for, what, an hour tops. But this memory of me going camping, this memory of me developing my passion in knots or, you know, just leading an honor, that memory will stay with me. And the fact that these kids get something from it is what helped me stay on the path. Okay. And so I started as an adventure teacher, and that was probably the first step that I was into leading. I was just a pathfinder like one of these kids. And then I believe it was my mother who was the adventure director of Hackensack English. This is before we went to Spanish. She told me I should be a teacher. And then I was like, I don't know. Because as a pathfinder, you just want to chill and be with your friends. So I was like, you know what, sure, I'll do it, whatever. So I taught two little girls. And that was the first time I was actually leading something. After that, we moved to another church, which was Hackensack Spanish. Well, it was Inglewood Spanish at the time, but then they transitioned to Hackensack Spanish. And My uncle was the director, Alfredo, which is assisting here sometimes. And I told him I would help him and I would only teach honors for him because I didn't want to be responsible for a class. And so I was trying to, in a way, I was trying to limit myself because I didn't want to accept all the full responsibility of having a class, because at the same time I was pressured by my friends to join them. So I was like, should I join them or should I teach this class? So I would just teach honors for my uncle here and there. And then after, by the age of 18, we had a pastor named Elvis Diaz. And so he told the board meeting, he was like, I want there to be youth in this board meeting. I want there to be youth in the top. And so he came up to me one day, and he was like, you look like a director. And I was like, no, I don't. I was not wearing anything. I didn't have all these stuff at the time. And he was like, you look like a director. And I was like, I don't think so. I'm barely a teacher in Pathfinders. And then he was like, no, you're going to be a director. And I'm like, do I have a decision? He's like, I'll give you a week, but I know you're going to say yes. And then I was like, okay. So then the week passed by. I was debating it. I was arguing it with my mom, I believe. And I was like, should I be a director? Should I not? And then I felt this calling where I should have done it. And I had to say yes. And that, I remember that Friday, I prayed about it. And on Saturday coming, I came up to him. And he's like, you don't have to answer me. I already know your answer. And so the following year, I became director. And that passion just grew on me. And I realized that it's different. It's different from what you can do with your friends versus what you can do with the club. And so that's why I think it's very important for the youth to be involved in the church as well. Do I think that the club is necessary to go to heaven? I don't think so. Do I think other things in the church are necessary, like Sabbath school and these stuff, etc.? I don't think so. I think a relationship with God is what's important to go to heaven. And so do I think these things help, like Sabbath school, church, the club? I do think they help. And so that's why I'm here today, is to inspire the parents and to motivate the parents that are bringing the kids to the club, not only to realize that the club is just a babysitting, because that's not what we do. Our club is to help these kids develop a better relationship with God, because in the end of the day, a knot is not going to help you get to heaven. It's going to be the relationship you have with him. So basically, me as a youth, like I stated earlier, it was a hard decisions that I had to make. And I'm pretty sure these kids are about to reach to that step where they have to make that decision of choosing between, let's say, alcohol or going to the club, or weed or going to the club. And so that's why I believe we need to focus on our youth, and that we need to push them to stay in the church, whether it's offering them deacon positions, because I was a deacon in my old church, and I didn't like it personally. I preferred just being in the club. That's what was my passion. But someone else's passion could be being a deacon. And so, for example, my uncle loves being a deacon. He loves just going to standing in the back, greeting everyone, and he loves that. And so I believe we all need to find our passions in the church, because then when we work with the church hand by hand, I believe we can be in an easier path to go to heaven. And so I just want to end with the verse that Belfry stated. It says, start children off the way they should go, and when they are old, they will not turn from it, which is found in Proverbs 22:6. Thank you, everyone.